So, I mean, look, one of two things is going to happen. I mean, the Western European culture has been, crippled, of course, by the 20th century. Was just brutal on the West, right? You had two giant world wars that carried off tens of millions of the most case-selected and assertive and confident parts of the culture. And, we're left with kind of the dregs, kind of like a bunch of weak-kneed social justice warriors who need hugrooms when they encounter data counter to their own prejudices. So, either the culture is going to just fade away. At least, maybe we'll all end up living in Iceland or New Zealand or something like that. I don't know. But either the culture is just going to fade away, which, it's evolution. I mean, this is you either stand up for, for who you are, or you don't. And if you don't stand up for who you are, then you get overrun, right? That's sadly, that's the world doesn't run on philosophy. The world runs on the will to power, as
That's the
general. I mean, Nietzsche
question.
would talk about it, right? And so, yeah, you can just let people walk all over you, in which case they take all of your stuff, and your culture goes into the ash bin of history. I don't think that's going to happen. And I've made this speech before, but white people as a whole, and I don't want to speak for white people as a whole, just from studying a lot of Western history. But white people are very, very accommodating and very, very appeasing until they're not. And then when they're not, people remember why whites had the biggest empire in history.
Yes.
Because white people will bend over backwards to accommodate you, but when they finally get that they're just being taken advantage of, well, then you will see a backlash.
Yeah.
And that backlash will be quick, decisive, and brutal. So, again, to talk about the history of our respective countries, taking the mainstream narrative, there was a lot of appeasement of Hitler. A lot of appeasement of Hitler under Chamberlain and so on. And then there wasn't, right? And then there was a whole lot of not, right? And my mother, of course, who's German and suffered through intense bombings. And there was, the British people were like, okay, no war, no war. Okay, we're gonna have war. Fuck you. But at some point, people are gonna go, I have just woken up, I do not recognize this country, I'm gonna fight back. And the white backlash trigger switch is turned on, and then whites change to become like completely unrecognizable. Hey, where was this nice person, right? Before, where was this nice person who just wanted to help out? It's like, well, they're nice. White people are nice until they're not. And then they're really, really not nice.
Indeed.
And people forget that. And then, boom, it's like, it's weird what happens in history. There's just this crazy switch. And the British people were terrified of war because everybody in the 1930s thought that with the advent of the bomber, everybody would just be wiped out the moment war was declared. And British people were terrified of war throughout the 1930s, and then when war was inevitable, they saw it through to the end, standing on top of tens of millions of bodies.
The
And the
war, the
Germans
end
too,
of
right? The Germans
wars.
accepted the Germans accepted some of the Versailles Treaty and were willing to have an army of less than 100,000 and no air force and so on until they weren't. So this switch that happens in maybe it happens for everyone. I'm just talking about mostly I've studied European history, but the switch people is this true? Same is true of British people as well. Very accommodating. Very polite, bend over backwards, but boy, the moment they realize that you have bad intentions and you're just there to take advantage of them, all of that stored up goodwill turns immediately to a cold anger. And boy, you saw that comment, Mike, and you remembered it better than I did. Don't turn us into those monsters again.